Welcome to the GCSE German Revision Podcast, your go-to audio guide for exam success. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important and most underestimated topics in the entire GCSE German specification, sound symbol correspondences, or SSCs for short. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, sounds boring, but trust me, once you crack the SSC code, your pronunciation in the speaking exam will transform and your accuracy in dictation tasks will go through the roof. So let's get started. Sound symbol correspondences are simply the rules that explain how written German letters and combinations of letters map onto spoken sounds. In other words, they tell you, when you see this letter or group of letters on the page, this is the sound you make. Now, here's the brilliant thing about German compared to English. German is far more phonetically regular. That means once you learn the rules, you can read almost any German word aloud, even one you've never seen before, and get it right. That's a superpower in your speaking exam. In the GCSE exam, SSCs matter in two key places. First, in your speaking assessment, specifically the read aloud task, where you'll be given a short passage to read out loud. Examiners are listening for clear, comprehensible pronunciation. Second, in your listening paper, particularly any dictation tasks, where you hear German and have to write it down accurately. Knowing your SSCs means you can spell what you hear. Let's start with vowels. German has five basic vowels: A, E, I, O, U, just like English. But here's where students go wrong. They apply English vowel sounds to German letters, and that's a recipe for disaster. Take the letter A. In German, a short A sounds like the A in cat. So the word Mann, meaning man, is pronounced with that short, crisp A sound. A long A sounds like the R in father. Think of the word Saal, meaning hall, nice and long. The letter E. A short E in German sounds like the E in bed. So bet, meaning bed, is short and clipped. A long E sounds like the A in say. Here's a really important one. The combination IE. When you see IE in German, it makes a long E sound, like the word Liebe, meaning love. Think of it this way. The I is telling the E to be long. So IE equals E. Got it? Now let's talk about umlauts. These are the letters with two dots above them. A umlaut sounds like a short E, as in bet. Think of Mädchen, meaning girl. O umlaut, round your lips as if you're going to say O, but then say A instead. The word schön, meaning beautiful, uses this sound. U umlaut, round your lips as if you're going to say U, but say E. The word über, meaning over or above, uses this sound. Diphthongs. That's when two vowels combine to make a single gliding sound. EI and AI both make the sound I. So mine, meaning my, sounds like mine. AU makes the sound ow, like in cow. So house, meaning house, sounds like house. EU and AU umlaut both make the sound oi. So heute, meaning today, sounds like heute. Now let's move on to consonants. And this is where things get really interesting. First up, SP and ST at the beginning of a word. In English, SP sounds like sp, as in spi. But in German, when SP appears at the start of a word, it sounds like sp, as in spiel. So spiel, meaning game, is pronounced spiel, not spiel. Similarly, ST at the start of a word sounds like st, as in stein. So stein, meaning stone, is pronounced stein. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make in the read aloud task. Examiners notice immediately when a student says spiel with an English SP sound. Get this right and you'll stand out for the right reasons. SCH makes the sh sound, like in ship. So Schule, meaning school, is pronounced Schule. And Deutsch ends with TSCH, which makes a ch sound, as in church. So Deutsch is pronounced Deutsch. Now, the famous CH sound. This one has two different pronunciations depending on which vowel comes before it. After the front vowels, I, E, and the umlauts, CH makes a soft hissing sound, almost like breathing on your glasses to clean them. The word ich, meaning I, uses this sound. So does nicht, meaning not. After the back vowels, a, o, u, ch makes a harder guttural sound, like the Scottish moch. Think of Bach, the composer, or Buch, meaning book. A great memory trick. Front vowels make a friendly, soft ch. Back vowels make a back-of-the-throat, harsh ch. The letter V in German sounds like the English F. So Vater, meaning father, is pronounced Vater. The letter W in German sounds like the English V. So Wasser, meaning water, is pronounced Wasser. The letter Z sounds like ts. So Zeit, meaning time, is pronounced t-zeit. Finally, final consonant devoicing. In German, when B, D, or G appear at the end of a word, they lose their voice and sound like p, t, and k. So Dieb, meaning thief, ends with a p sound. Kind, meaning child, ends with a t sound. Tag, meaning day, ends with a k sound. This is called Auslautverhärtung, final hardening, and it's a fundamental feature of German pronunciation.
Right, let's talk exam strategy. Here are the things that separate candidates who score top marks from those who don't. Tip 1. In the read aloud task, you'll have preparation time. Use it wisely. Go through the passage and mark any SSC patterns you spot. Underline the IE combinations. Circle the SCH clusters. Put a box around any CH and think about which vowel precedes it. This active preparation takes seconds but makes a huge difference. Tip 2. Stress patterns matter. In German, the stress almost always falls on the first syllable of a word, unless the word has an inseparable prefix like bay, gay, air, fur, or ent. So common is common, but bekommen is bekommen. Getting stress right makes your speech sound natural and comprehensible. Tip 3. For dictation tasks, use your SSC knowledge to spell what you hear. If you hear a sh sound at the start of a word, it's almost certainly SHCH. If you hear an oi sound, it's likely EU or au umlaut. If you hear a ts sound, think Z or TZ. Now, the most common mistakes. Number 1. Treating German vowels like English vowels. The German I is never the English I sound, it's always E. The German E is never silent at the end of a word. It's always pronounced, like E. Number 2. Forgetting the SP and ST rule. When SP and ST appear at the start of a word, they sound like SHP and SHT. This is non-negotiable in German. Number 3. Using only one CH sound for everything. Remember, front vowels get the soft ich laut, back vowels get the hard ach laut. Number 4. Not devoicing final consonants. If you say Tag with a hard G at the end, it sounds unnatural to a German speaker. Make it Tag. Right, time to test yourself with a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Here we go. Question 1. What sound does IE make in German? Answer: a long E sound, like in Liebe, meaning love. Brilliant! Question 2. How do you pronounce SP at the start of a German word? Answer: like SP. So Spiel sounds like Spiel, not Spiel, Spiel. Question 3. What are the two sounds that CH can make in German? Answer: the soft ich laut after front vowels like I and E, and the hard ach laut after back vowels like A, O, and U. Front equals friendly, back equals guttural. Question 4. What sound does the German letter V make? Answer: an F sound, like in Vater, which sounds like Vater, not Vater. Question 5. What happens to B, D, and G at the end of a German word? Answer: they become devoiced. B sounds like P, D sounds like T, and G sounds like K, so Tag ends with a K sound. Question 6. What sound do EI and AI make in German? Answer: the I sound, like in mein, which sounds like mine. Simple. Question 7. What does the German letter W sound like? Answer: like the English V. So Wasser sounds like Wasser. W for V, remember that. Brilliant work making it to the end of today's episode. Let's do a super quick summary of everything we've covered. German is phonetically regular,
Once you learn the rules, you can pronounce almost any word. The key SSC patterns are vowel length matters. Short versus long changes meaning. Umlauts have their own distinct sounds. Diphthongs, EI equals I, AU equals AU, EU equals OI. SP and ST at the start of a word sound like SHP and SHT. SCH sounds like SH. CH has two sounds, soft after front vowels, hard after back vowels. V sounds like F, W sounds like V, Z sounds like S. And B, D, G at the end of a word become P, T, K. My top revision tip, don't just read these rules, say them out loud. Record yourself reading German passages and compare your pronunciation to native speaker recordings. The more you practice, the more natural it becomes. You've got this. Good luck in your GCSE German exam. Ich drücke euch die Daumen. That means I'm crossing my fingers for you. Until next time, tschüss!